Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program, doing some sample Creation Light Ship healings, talking about different types of healing sessions that we perform and do. And I guess we'll start off with an emotional clearing for everybody. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we'll do a feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then a mental body. 5 days ago cleared. Little energy there. I'm kind of yawning. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Yawning some more. Okay, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a, we'll do a sensory body with an S, sensory. I'll use sense energies. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And naturally, we always like to do a pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we'll do our standard mind to heart drop. This takes your awakening thoughts and puts them into your heart center so you can become more heart centered and be in the peace energy. So if you're new to the call here, the program, BBS Radio, just think of an elevator. And you're actually going to feel, for most people, they will sense this, they'll feel their thoughts kind of dropping down from your head, we'll say, into your heart center. So we'll just do a little experiment here for everybody. I'll just normally count from 10 down to 1. So I'm going to do it in maybe 3 stages here. So here we go. So dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, and 7. And just think a thought now, and it might be around your neck. Going down again, 6, 5, 4, and it might be just above your heart, and 3, 2, and 1. And now think that thought, and you can actually maybe sense the way this mental body drops down. And I will do it the faster way here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and if you'd like to put the light beam up on your monitor screen, just scroll down beneath the blinking flower there. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And we're going to bring in some peace energy from the light ship. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams to do this. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just feel the energy here, and I'll just give you some silence for about a half a minute. You can actually feel that peace energy coming into your body from the light beams and also being heart connected.
and will increase some more of that wonderful peace energy, bring some more into your heart center and into your body. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on today out there in cyberspace. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Thank you for doing that, doing all those bodies and getting us heart-centered with the mind-to-heart drop. And today is November 9th. It's a Monday. And if you want to call in, if you're listening today on a Monday, the 9th, you will be calling to Station 1, which is 888-815-9756. We're always happy to have your questions and suggestions for clearing samples. Or, of course, you can put them into the fast chat, too, if you're on live today. And the healings that Ron does will be working also if you're listening on the archive. So you can be sure to know that they all work. And I wanted to mention that Ron has been doing a couple of Sundays. He was doing yesterday as a special 8-hour call. And we also have a couple of more to do this month. So there's also the 15th and the 22nd coming up, and those are 8-hour calls, body rejuvenation calls, and they're just wonderful, so much energy and so much clearing that can be done for you and your family. Even if you cannot attend the whole 8 hours, you will have the benefit of being on those calls, even if you're an absentee. They're so great, and if you're interested in coming on the 15th and the 22nd, even though you weren't on yesterday, you can always contact Ron. Then there's also a Saturday, November 21st, coming up, and that is the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call. There is also a new clearing on your website, Ron, and I wanted to just kind of briefly describe it. It's it's a body system rejuvenation healing that is fantastic, that we have now the opportunity to clear the different systems of the body. And it's quite incredible what you have on there. You have 14 different drop-down boxes of the different body systems. It's you put it in as a body system light infusion healing, and under there, the different body systems that you can select for healing, and you would kind of go through all of them. That is what's recommended. It goes through the circulatory system, the digestive system, endocrine system, excretory system, immune system, muscular, nervous, reproductive, respiratory, skeletal, urinary, lymphatic, hormonal balancing, and oxygen enhancement. And you can also put in another one if you have anything in particular that is bothering you. So, Ron, can you tell us about this clearing that you have now?
Okay, so this is a wonderful particular page. It's designed for two types of people. We'll say one person, you can go on to the site for $50 for the week or $150 for the whole month. So typically if you have some type of physical problem that really is not too, say, critical to you, maybe you just caught a cold or you hurt yourself, the 1 week clearing should be just probably perfect for you, or just to have a general tune-up. And then for people who may have a longer type of maybe illness or something, then I'm sure that the month clearing should get you probably well on your way for wellness. And the light beam comes up and will do the healings for you. So you just go through each particular system and you clean it out. And what you have is three particular settings for each one of these. You have your spirit. Remember, you have to heal your spirit first. And each one of these takes 30 minutes to do. So the first part of the clearing is you heal your spirit. Your spirit has the same condition that you have. So, you know, if you have a cut finger, it has a cut finger. If you have a sore throat, it has a sore throat. So you have to get that cleared out of your spirit before your spirit can heal you. So that's the first clearing for 30 minutes. And then you go into the body clearing. And naturally, there's a box that you write into what your problem is. We'll just use the example like of a cut finger. So you go in there and you first clear your spirit of the problem with a cut finger, might be infected, we'll say. And then from there you go into the body healing. And then after that, then you do your spirit infusion, which is the connection between your spirit going into your body. So each particular heading there for a body system would take you 1.5 hours to do. And for, I guess, maybe the first-time person, you might want to just experiment with that and do it all at one time, maybe go through each clearing. That's what I'd recommend doing, because you don't know where these energies are being held inside of you. Your brain might think that your cut finger is just strictly a cut finger, but maybe it's stored in one of those energetic systems, and it just happened to come forth because you are holding energy there, and because it was blocked somewhere, then maybe you got a cut finger from it. So that's why I recommend doing each one of them. And then what you can do is go on to the oxygen enhancement. And what that's going to do is bring in the light ship oxygen, or this is spirit infusion, light infusion into you. And this light infusion working with your spirit is going to bring oxygen to that location. And oxygen is, you know, a healing modality here that we have, and the oxygen is very beneficial. So you can just focus that on what you're doing and have a great time with this particular web page. So it's really designed for people who have a problem, but if you just want to try it out for a week, it's $50, and you can go in there and maybe get yourself really tuned up and feel much better. So that's why it's on there, to help people who normally have a condition and maybe they can't get rid of it. Maybe they've been working on something for maybe the last 10 years, and they still have this little, you know, nagging thing that they can't get rid of, and maybe this will help you out with that. So this is what it's for, and it's called, I believe it's body rejuvenation. So this is what it's for, so just give it a try. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so one question that comes up here, we actually have two, but one of them is, can you explain how it's different from, let's say, the light infusion healing chamber, which is also a clearing that you offer online?
Yeah. This one here, actually, you're selecting the particular energetic system in your body to actually heal. So that this one here is a little more focused and allows you to input into it what your problem is. The light infusion chamber is also very good. But this one here is probably more dedicated to your health, so you can actually work on a particular body system. Well, you may not be aware of that when you go into the light infusion chamber on the healing, either in person, you know, or going into the website. So you may find that you're working, say, with your lymphatic system, and you feel a lot of energy in your body. You can keep repeating that because they're actually focusing on that. And then you can put the oxygen right into your lymph glands if you wish. So this is a little more personalized. So this is how I would present that. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so if you get the clearing, which is $150 a month, can you do more than one health problem during that month?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, it's unlimited usage, but you only want to clear one thing at one time. So, you know, typically if you have, we'll say you have five issues, well, then first do the first issue, and I would run down the list and do all these clearings. And then after you get done with it, just see, you know, intuitively if you have to go back and redo something. If not, then go to your second issue and or condition, because sometimes these conditions actually kind of bounce back and forth to each other, and they all have maybe the same underlying problem, although it's popping up with a different, you know, symptom or malady that you're dealing with. So, you know, what I would do is just do one at a time, maybe focus on it for a day or two, and then from there, you know, go into the next one.
So let's say you're doing one issue and you realize that if you go through all 14 different systems that you have listed and you realize that it's more linked to one or two systems, would you then possibly want to go back and do those over again?
Yes, you can always repeat a particular body system, yes. So you may come more into alignment and balance yourself out that way.
So let's say you have a problem, a physical problem or an issue or an illness that's been with you for a longer amount of time, and you realize that it's more linked to one system. Would you then just keep doing that system maybe for the month?
Yes, I would probably do that if your intuition tells you that, yes. And I always ask your spirit, do the the mind to heart drop and find out, you know, which one you want to do, if that is actually needed. But yeah, if you do have just one condition and you want to keep working on it, then you may want to find out what system it's attached to that's causing that condition and keep doing that. But remember, sometimes what you really need, you won't really recognize. This is why I recommend doing all the systems, because you might say, well, I think I have a problem with my hormones, okay? And so you do a clearing in there, you type in that you have a hormonal problem, being out of balance or whatever, and, you know, you just only do one of the clearings there of the hormones. Well, that may not be what you really need, since if that's what you want, but that's not what the underlying cause is. So you want to go through all of them to put your body back into spiritual integrity. And then after you do them all, then just kind of see how your body is responding, and then look at it over again with new eyes and see what you really need to have after that. And then you may want to redo the hormonal one, but I would not personally do that one first. You know, get in there and spend the time and do each particular system, because you have to clean out your spirit first to get your spirit into spiritual integrity before you can have a healing. So this is why we have those two particular healings on there. So it's spirit, and then that's 30 minutes. Then you do the body, that's 30 minutes. And then you do your spirit-to-body integration. And that's where the healing is going to take place typically, because you're integrating a brand-new spirit, and the body now is more receptive to have this healing done to it because you're already cleared out a lot of these issues. So this is what this site is about. And naturally, you know, if you have to go deeper, you know, I do recommend, you know, having the emotional clearing done first, but it just depends where you are and what you want to experiment with. But basically, you know, this is here to help you, and you will have, I would imagine, some nice results from this particular healing. This is why I put it up, because I get a lot of phone calls from people. I don't have the time to sit back and do, a healing, you know, for an hour or two at people individually, because it goes in so many different directions, and just to focus on one particular area, and I may not get everything. Here you can just do the whole body system and get your body into alignment and then kind of go from there. So I think it's just a wonderful page to get on. And if you just want to get a tune-up, just get on it for a week and go through each one of these systems here. Spend some time at it. Like I said, each one's going to take you an hour and a half to do. It's not necessarily, you know, a blink of an eye, because it will take some time. And, you know, if you do a couple a day or so, maybe one in the morning and maybe one or two at night or something, then within a week's time, you're going to be pretty well on your way to having some wellness done, because you're going to be realigning these
body energies with divine spirit energy. And this is the light infusion process from the light ship. So it's a very powerful healing.
So let's say, Ron, just to clarify here, all the different systems that you have, let's say you're starting with the first one, which is the circulatory system, and you do that healing, then you go to step two with that, after that has been cleared, and you do the body blueprint renewal, and then you go to step three, which is a complete body light infusion, and then you go to the next system, right?
Yes, that's correct. So, yes, the time takes a while. I forgot those two. So the first three would be an hour and a half, and then you have the body blueprint renewal, which I think is 1 hour in length. And then the last one, which is a total body integration, is also 1 hour. So you're going to be spending probably, 3.5 hours on it, so for each system. But it's a very, highly evolved page on the website, and the light beings are here to help you with that process. And like I said, this is for people typically who have a problem that they have had for a long time. You know, you might catch a cold and feel okay maybe within a week. You may not need to have this particular page. But if you do have some type of condition that's kind of reoccurring, and you just can't get rid of it, maybe you've been sick for a month or so, and you want to try this, that's what I would say, to do. And it will also bring everything back into spiritual integrity. So if you feel perfectly fine, maybe just doing this one time for you, maybe even once a year, might be enough for you. But it's there to help people. And renewing a spiritual blueprint is wonderful because they're going to create a new blueprint for you for whatever you're dealing with. And that's going to be reinstalled in you. So you're getting rid of the old blueprint, getting the new one. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so by doing that, I'm just guessing, and it's part of Karen's question too. Thank you, Karen, that this will help to increase the percentage of our spirit, in our own spirit, into our own body, right?
Yes, that is correct, because as you start releasing the negativity, the densities, the stuff that you're dealing with, you're going to actually be more spirit empowered, and then maybe the illnesses won't come to you quite as often or frequently because you're already having spirit energy, light energy there in place of the darkness, which is showing up to you as a physical problem.
Okay. And also Mike was wondering, is mind of the body a necessary prerequisite?
Yes and no. The mind of the body is your internal healer, but I think by getting all of these particular body systems back online again, the mind of the body will be able to function much easier because you could have one of those completely blocked by the darkness, and the mind of the body is not able to work with it because there's no real connection there, so it can be able to put it back into spiritual integrity. So by doing this, your spirit is actually more empowered along with the mind of the body to help you out a lot more than normal. And you might want to repeat those over again, Annika, so people can get a clue of what they are again.
Okay, let me get it up here. So they are the circulatory system, the digestive system, the endocrine system, excretory system, immune system, muscular system, nervous system, reproductive system, respiratory system, skeletal system, urinary system, lymphatic system, hormonal balancing, and oxygen enhancement. So, I think this is just such a good way for us to be a little bit more empowered in our own healing as well, especially if there is something that we've been having for a long time. Would you say it's good also for something that might not be that much of a deal, but let's say somebody is using an inhaler or having asthma or something like allergies? Would this
be beneficial? Yeah, I would just to see what happens. I'm sure it's going to help you. So you indicate what your problem is, and then you go right into those systems. And if there's some other type of system or you want to focus on something, let's just say you have a kidney infection. So you say, okay, I want to focus on my kidney infection, and you do all the clearings. Or maybe you just want to put, the actual oxygen right into that kidney. So that's the oxygen enhancement. And you can do that also and, kind of create your own way of doing things. But I would, personally run through all these systems. It will take you some time naturally. But remember, they've been out of balance probably for a long time in your life. So once you're put back into a spiritual integrity with your body, then more than likely they're not going to go out of balance for quite a long time. You know, maybe they were never in balance completely, and now they're going to be back into balance. And this is kind of how I see this site, is that your body is going to be online so it's going to function properly. And by doing your spirit, and your spirit can get rid of its problems, to help heal the body can get rid of its problems, and then you do the body to spirit integration. So it's quite nice.
It's interesting you brought up a kidney problem, because I just saw Heal ask that, a rundown of a real practical case, and she mentioned a kidney problem. So that's very interesting. So what I'm guessing is that it could be quite surprising what system could be helping somebody we might not know, and that's why you're saying we have to go through all of them.
Yes, that's correct. Because you don't know where that energy is going to be held at. And it could be, a blockage in each one of these systems, and your physical, condition is, we'll say, a kidney infection or something like that. And, right away you might just jump to, well, my kidney has a problem, and what would that be? Well, one of those systems may not be working properly to help you out, and it's manifesting in your kidney. So just doing the elimination system there may not be the problem. It may be somewhere else.
So is there any other healings that is needed first or anything before we do this? It's also a question from Heal there. Anything needed first?
I don't think so. I always recommend doing the emotional one always first. If you're older, we'll just say that you're, 50 years of age or older, I would highly recommend, doing the death barcode. So, I'll talk to the people now that are older, say over 50, who've seen their life basically, before their eyes. And maybe, ideally, you have, typically for most people, 50 years left at best, okay? If you're listening and you're 20 years of age, to you, you're planning to live forever, okay? So this may not affect you. But I'm talking to people who now are 50. So at 50, you probably already had maybe one or two death barcodes coming across your way. So you're already losing energy. And so, I would definitely do that, clearing first. And then I would go in from there into this process, because if the barcode's still in place, this is like a curse on you, okay? And you have to get that curse off you. Because this healing may not work effectively, because the dark side is going to take you sideways. It's still going to help you, but it still has that time, date, code of the barcode in place to kill you. And so you may want to get that off first. Now, if you're younger, let's say your age of 20, chances are you're going to be living, maybe to 70. So you're looking at 50 years of life here, and you probably haven't went through a barcode yet. Or maybe you have went through one, maybe, but basically, the barcode is not going to be taking you down like somebody who's older. And you can also use this particular site for absentee healing. So you can put anybody's name in there, especially if you're say 50 years of age, and maybe your parents are typically maybe 70 to 80, and they're older and they have maybe problems, then you may want to go in there and put their name in also. And just use your intuition on, which one you may want to use. But this is one of those clearings that is dedicated to life, and you have to spend time on it to do it. And there's a lot of systems that, are used in your body, so you don't want to just, sell yourself short and only do one or two of them that you think you need. It may help. It may work, 100%. But you still have other body systems that can hold the judgment. And the stored judgment is what's getting you. So you want to clear the judgment out of that. This is what we're actually doing,
as we broke down the different body systems, and each one holds judgment. And so which one has it held into it the most, or maybe each one is sharing part of it. So just clearing one may not fix or help you too much. You want to get them all cleared, and then from there you can start over again. So you want to get that slate cleaned and then reevaluate, you know, yourself and what you need after that. And so this is the way the site is. But you can do people, you know, that are absentee, just put their name in, and you can clear them yourself. Just know that the energy, since you're connected to them, you know, you may feel some of their stuff leave through you, and or feel the energy leaving as you're connected to them. Because a lot of people resonate with other people, and that's energetic cordings. So remember, if something happens to somebody else and you're corded to them, you will feel that energy change. I have had some people do the death barcodes, and they actually felt the way the person actually felt that was having that healing. They go, man, this feels awful. I'm feeling my body ache. I feel sweaty. You know, I have a headache happening. And that's only because the other person was experiencing that. And they're actually, you know, not having that experience, but they're actually feeling what they're feeling in their body. And you don't know how bad off you are until you have a healing. Then you can look back on the past and say, yeah, boy, I was in pretty bad shape. But you don't know that because you're living in your own reality. You know, it's like the old saying, you know, trying to see the forest or the trees, you know, you're already in it. So when you're in it, you don't know how bad off you are until you actually have a clearing.
So this clearing is quite different from any of the other ones you've had. And I was just reflecting with one of the friends I have through this group the other day, and we were talking about how only a year ago this was not available online, so we couldn't go in and do what we can do now, which is the unlimited clearings and get updated every day. You can, you know, go through things that seems to be bothering you with the unlimited clearings that is online. So I just wanted to reflect that a little bit, that we can be so much more powerful when we can do a lot on our own. And also he was wondering, how can this be compared to the seventh generation ancestors or the other ones that you have on there? How is this one different possibly? And also she's asking, and I'm not exactly sure about this question, but would it work if we pay once and get more than one person?
Well, the clearing that you pay for is for yourself, so that's for one person, and that's what it's designed for. So you want to keep yourself in health, so that's the way it's designed to work for one person as you come on there. So you may only need 1 week for yourself, and this is for you to be self-empowered. You could also, you know, include your dog if you wish to get on there, or animal, but it's designed mainly for one person per session. And that's how it's designed to be worked. So, you know, it's not designed for you to come on there for one time and then to put your relative in the next time and everything else. This is for you. So you don't want to give away your good. This is for you to stay with this here. Like I said, this is dedicated for your own health. And so a lot of people think that they need to heal other people, and which is nice to think that way, but really, you know, you have to look at yourself and be selfish and to go in there and say, yeah, I'm going to do this clearing and I'm going to get myself healthy. The dark side will want you to heal everybody, your neighbors, your relatives, everybody that you can think of, but this is for you, and this is the way it's designed to work. So this is designed when you go on there, this is for you only, but you can include like a dog or cat, but you cannot do them together. So if you want to heal, say, your dog, then you have to go on there. This is dedicated to the dog's life, and you're the one that's going to be putting in the name of the dog and going through each step. And this is the way it's designed. So, you know, that's up to you, whatever you choose to do there. But mainly it's for one person to go through here and to clean yourself out, to get yourself into, you know, harmony. And it's going to take, you know, a while. This is not a simple, easy clearing where it takes, you know,
5 minutes to do. You know, it's dedicated to your life. So how much do you love yourself? And this is why it's so extensive when you get in there. You know, this is what you want to clean out. These bodies that are in there, you know, have never been cleaned out before. And so this is why you wish to do that. And it could take you a month to do it, possibly, but, you know, that's up to you. But the whole thing is, how much do you love yourself, and do you really want to get well? And this is going to put all your bodies back into spiritual integrity and alignment again, so that you're able, these energetic systems, so you're able to have wellness back into your body. And this is what it's all about. You know, to a person who maybe is not ill or sick, this won't mean anything to them, but there are people probably listening who have had a chronic maybe problem in their life maybe for 10 years, and this may help you out a whole lot for $150 per month, but you have to get in there to do it. So I think we heard a beep there. Is there someone online as a caller?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna Graciela.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, yes, fine, thank you. I just have a question about the new website that you have. My condition is I have the accident and something coming down to my top of my head, and I have for a while, that was like 9 years ago, and for a while I was not feeling nothing, but later on I think they affected something in my spine. So almost for 6 months I still having all these burning sensations at the top of the head, and I feel like maybe died in there, so maybe it died in there, but before I was not feeling anything, so it's not what happened. So that's, they can kill me, but how can I put in there for that healing, that particular healing?
Yes, my phone was kind of cutting out a little bit, but yeah, what I do is just, did I hear you say you have a problem with oxygen coming down from your head?
No, I have the accident. Something, a metal thing coming to my top of my head. And I went to the doctor or anything like that. I just, you know, thought that maybe it was the hole in there. Way later on to see what happened, but I never felt nothing now. Until now, almost after 8 years, I still feel burn sensation in there, and I feel like that the skin is maybe inside light or something. So,
only
I was taking. So I don't know what healing I can put in there.
I can hear you, Graciela, but it's coming through choppy, and I hear is you're asking what healing you can put in. Are you talking about?
Yes, for the.
For the new one, the rejuvenation healing?
For the new ones, yeah, because I have that condition in my top of my head. I think the skin gets thinner after the accident. For many years, I would not feel anything. Now they start having all these, I start feel that condition. I've been having all these healings in the, you know, the soreness, right. But now that they come in this, maybe I can do something.
Yeah, you know, there is when you write in up the top there, it says choose the type of rejuvenation healing. There is a box where it says request a specific condition where you write.
So I put it, the type of the healing is skin or?
You can put anything that seems related to what you are dealing with. Let's say if you have allergies. You know, I'm just throwing that out because that's something that I can relate to. You might have itchy, watery eyes or runny nose, something like that. Mm-hmm. You can just put it in what is feeling in your head.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and then you would go through all the different systems.
Okay, all right. So I just put the bonus sensation on top of my head or thin. Because I feel like the skin is maybe soft in there, and that's where I'm born in. You know, I feel like bone sensation in there.
Yeah.
But I know
Ron,
I never went to the doctor.
Did you hear it, Ron? I think I lost Ron again.
Yeah. we're having problems with today.
Yeah, hold on. I think I can't hear Ron. 1 minute here.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
So, I'll do a sample clearing here, and I'll do the oxygen enhancement for everybody, so you can kind of feel what that's like. So I want everybody right now to maybe think of their problem that they're having, okay? Everybody normally has some. Could be a pet finger that maybe isn't healing properly. Maybe it could be a stomach ache, a headache, a pinched nerve or something like that. So I'll just do a quick sample here. And we're going to put some oxygen in there from the light ship, okay? Now, remember, the doctors are going to be working with you, and they will know which number of oxygen to put in. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and just see what happens. So here we go. One.
Okay.
This is going to be a half an hour one that you do on the website. I'm only doing it for like a minute. So here we go.
Maybe,
one,
yes,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. Starting to come in. And if you have the light being up on your monitor screen, you can check that out. And I'm sure Ed, my friend Ed out there, Ed McCabe, will validate. He wrote a wonderful book on oxygen therapy, in a sense, about oxygen can heal anything. And he has a really nice, probably 2-inch thick book that he wrote. And I'm sure he would testify that oxygen is very nice for healing. Maybe the only way to heal. So I'll give Ed a plug.
That's what I did. I did the regular oxygen because when I was ill, that's what I did. I went to the person and they put in oxygen into the veins. And maybe that's why I don't feel the pain for so many years. But now they start, maybe they don't heal that part and they start having some burning sensation.
The oxygen here. So here we go. I'll do it one more time. So remember, this may be a different type of oxygen, too. Each time the light beams will check you out. So this is why it takes a half an hour to do this particular healing. So here we go.
Okay.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. And one more time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go.
Okay.
And since you're having maybe headaches, I'll do another just sample for this here, and we'll do the central nervous system here. So here we go. This is the nervous system clearing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so everybody kind of see how this feels. And
it's
really a fast clearing here.
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
Yeah,
how do you feel
much better. Yeah, better, yes.
Well, you can just see what will happen for half an hour.
Yeah, that's what I wanted because I really, I've been in the A-out call, but now I saw today the new patient website, so I thought maybe that's good to have it by hand, you know, to do it all the time until they heal that. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Ron, I noticed there earlier on there was also a 9-year-old in Toronto who is having neck pain. I wonder if we can do something or if you can do some kind of sample there for the 9-year-old up there.
see here. We'll take the same clearing here and work with, I think we have muscle, a muscle system or something like that. Is that correct on that page, Annika?
Yes, you have the muscular system.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So here we go. So we'll run some energy. So what we're doing is all three of these. Normally you do the spirit first, the body, and then spirit infusion. I'm doing all these at one time as a sample here. Okay, so everybody just kind of, in a sense, use your intuition here. If you have any muscle problems, think of that right now somewhere in your body, and we'll bring some energy there. Remember, the light ship always sees you as perfect, so you must indicate what your condition is, because you want to go from one condition to another. And since everything is perfect, they won't understand, you know, you, because you have a pain. That pain is in pure perfection because that's your creation. So you have to always indicate what you want to have worked with. And then you can tell them how it's working, okay? If you want more, then you have to ask for more. Well, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So hopefully that'll help everyone. So I just want to kind of restate that when you do this clearing, you do your spirit clearing for 30 minutes, then you do your body for 30 minutes, and then you do your spirit-to-body integration for 30 minutes. Then after that, you have your blueprint enhancement or blueprint it's actually being re-energized with you into wholeness. That's 1 hour, and then from there, it's a complete spirit integration, so it's a lot of healing done. What I'm doing now is, for the way I would look at it myself, I'm only giving you about probably 1% of what's offered on the website, okay? So, you know, I think this particular website page is going to help out a lot of people. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it looks just wonderful. And Mark is asking if we can do a water activation today. Is that something you feel you can do, Ron?
Well, we could do some skin misting water. And I'd recommend also doing that on the website. It's only like $1 to do. But we'll do a sample for everybody. A lot of people love the skin misting water because you feel better. So I'm getting my water right now. And if you haven't done this before, the skin misting water, you normally want to put in a little spray bottle. Now, if you happen to have maybe a blemish on you or maybe infection, a rash, anything like that with your skin, you may want to actually just put it on there and maybe even soak your feet in it or something. But that's kind of up to you. But this water, from people telling me, you know, that their skin feels softer. Normally it evaporates quickly, gets soaked into your skin, we'll say. And I have had people claim that they have had wrinkles taken away from them. So, but that's just from testimonials. But everybody has their own, you know, experience. So here we go. Take the water glass in your hand. And now this water will last for today and tomorrow. Do not heat it up. Do not freeze it. And do not add anything to it, okay? This is going to be designed just for you. The next question might be, well, can I give it to my dog or something? Well, this is for you, your own water. So the light beings are using your body energy to see what you need to help you. So this is strictly for you only. So here we go. Hold the glass of water in your hand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the
The non-gender light beings are charging the water up for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this water feels wonderful, so just take it. You might want to put some in your hands, put it on your body, maybe on your arms, on your face. I even have people love the water so much they dump it on their scalp. People do that sometimes, and they get energized. So it's up to you how you wish to use this, but do try a little bit of it. Maybe take a couple teaspoons and put it on your forearms. So back to you, Annika, and just see how it feels. I'd like to get some comments from people on the BBS Bath Chat, how it feels to them.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I wanted to just mention also the fairly new other healings that you have on your website. You have a light infusion auric field protection, which is another one of the really wonderful new healings that you have to protect the auric field. So maybe you want to tell us a bit about that one again.
Yeah, what that one does, it helps you to get the holes out of your auric field so that your body can hold its frequency. Remember, the only reason why you have holes in your auric field or a breach in your auric field is because people are sending you mind transmissions. Or you may have even went to a practitioner and you willingly wanted a transmission sent to you from somewhere, something, okay, some alien out there or something, and they breached a hole in your auric field, which is compromising your energy of your body. So this is to help you clear that up. And what it can also do on that particular page, we'll say you go to work and there's somebody sitting across the room that like you, and they're sending you bad vibes. Well, you can put their name in there on this particular page, and it will tend to clear their auric field so that their stuff will not leave them, and it will give them love energy. So they're going to be running love energy in their auric field, just like it's doing for yourself, to hold their spiritual integrity of love, and this is what it's for. So it may help you and, in a sense, protect you from them as they're being isolated with their own energy. It's not that the energy is going to bounce back to them and harm them, okay? The light never harms anything. It just builds their field up so that they're unable to connect to other people to a certain extent, okay? So this is what it's for, to have you be able to hold your spiritual integrity. And it helps your body in the healing process, because this is also what the Earth Spirit is doing now, is it's actually fighting for its life because of the humans on this planet bringing in darkness through energetic transmissions and people going out of their bodies to other universes, breaking this energy field of the Earth. And this is how the Earth is in the state of affairs that it is, because the people on the planet here have turned to the darkness energy of mind, and the mind energy is very powerful, and the mind energy has destroyed the auric field of the Earth Spirit, so now it has to go through and cleanse that and do it. So what I will say, there's a lot of things going around the websites now, people doing special attunements on 11-11, thinking that they're going to bring in meditations or whatever these energies. Do not do them. You will be hooked up to the darkness. You're causing harm to humanity and also harming the Earth Spirit. And if you can contact the people who are doing this, just tell them that they're bringing in darkness from alien energies. They may not believe you because they're hooked up to the darkness themselves, maybe not knowing it, thinking they're doing this wonderful event. But the common denominator on all of these type of healings is the darkness energies are there, and this is what you're bringing in. And it's completely against what Jesus taught, to go within. Don't go outside of yourself to bring these energies into yourself to harm you. So this is one of these very negative things. I'm sure next year we're going to be talking, and it'll probably be next month, in December, and people will be sending out these emails, you know, for 12/12 of next year, okay? And you know about the ones previously, the year before, of 10/10 and 9/9 and 8/8, and this is just the way it is. All these practitioners think that these special dates and times, et cetera, are to bring in the light. Well, the light's already here with the Earth Spirit. It didn't lose its light. Just the people on this planet got rid of the light and turned to darkness, which brings the Earth Spirit into darkness also. So don't do any of these special get-togethers, attunements, and definitely tell the practitioners that they're running darkness energy if you wish to. They may not like that, because your ego is not going to like that. But there's a lot of websites out there that I see happening now doing these energetic things. So it's all darkness coming into the planet. There's nobody bringing light in, because the light never promotes itself. The light never gives energetic transmissions ever. It's already here with you. It's for you to understand that and to wake up to the fact that you are light already. Only thing that's keeping you from light is the darkness that you have stored inside of your body, and the mind-controlling implants and the other energies that you're aligning yourself with in this lifetime, preventing you from knowing your own truth. This is why we drop you into your heart, so you can understand what the real truth is. Otherwise, you're going to be taken sideways, and the darkness will take you there too, and then you're on the roller coaster ride to darkness. So our time is kind of coming to a close here. Do you want to say anything, Annika, before we sign off
here?
Yeah,
just a quick question from Pauline. Going back to the body system rejuvenation healing, for those of us that are on the intensive, having body systems worked on right now, which is what's going on your Sundays, is this page a supplement to that?
At this moment, no, it's not.
Okay, thank you. And, yeah, we're coming up to our end here. I don't know, do you want to bring in an energy for us to have as we say goodbye?
Okay, so let's bring in some more of that peace energy. And so here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening. And our next show on BBS is on Wednesday. I need to get ready for my one-hour conference call coming up here. So that'll be in a half an hour. So the light beam will be energized, too, for a half an hour. So half past the hour, you can enjoy this wonderful peace energy coming in. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And good night, everybody.
Good night.